Welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. Today we are talking about a simple but expensive mistake in AI product development: measuring AI cost by token price alone. Token price matters. Of course it does. But in production, the number on a pricing page is only the beginning of the real cost story. The better metric is cost per successful task. That sounds like a small change, but it changes almost every engineering decision around model selection. Imagine two models. Model A is cheap. It costs very little per million tokens, responds quickly, and looks great in a spreadsheet. Model B is more expensive. On raw token price, it looks like the wrong choice. But then you put both models into a real workflow. Model A returns invalid JSON 15% of the time. It misses required fields. It needs retries. Sometimes a human has to review the output. Sometimes the user gives up because the workflow took too long. Model B succeeds on the first try most of the time. Now, which model is cheaper? The answer depends on the full system, not the price table. This is why cost per successful task is such a useful metric. It includes the things teams often ignore: retries, fallback calls, validation failures, latency, engineering cleanup, support tickets, and failed user journeys. A model that is cheap per token can become expensive per completed workflow. And a model that is expensive per token can be efficient if it avoids retries and gets the task right the first time. For developers building with AI APIs, this means you need to measure more than usage. Track how often each task succeeds. Track invalid JSON rate. Track empty responses. Track timeout rate. Track how often you need to retry. Track when you escalate to a stronger model. Track whether the user actually finishes the workflow. Those metrics tell you the truth. Let us take a common example: data extraction. You receive an invoice, support ticket, or messy user message. You ask a model to return structured JSON. The cheap model might do fine on clean examples, but fail on edge cases, weird formatting, missing fields, multiple languages, long context, or ambiguous dates. If the output fails schema validation, your application has choices. You can retry with a stricter prompt. You can reduce temperature. You can ask for only the missing fields. You can fall back to another provider. Or you can escalate to a stronger reasoning model. All of those choices have cost. So the right question is not, what is the cheapest model? The right question is, what is the cheapest reliable path for this task? That path might be a ladder. Start with a fast low-cost model for simple inputs. Validate the result. If it passes, you are done. If it fails, retry once with a tighter instruction. If it still fails, escalate to a stronger model. If the provider is unavailable, use a compatible backup route. This approach keeps cost low for easy work while preserving quality for hard work. It also prevents a common mistake: using the strongest model for everything because the team is afraid of failures, or using the cheapest model for everything because the team is afraid of the bill. Both extremes are usually wrong. The best production systems route by task, risk, and validation result. For a background tag classifier, a cheap fast model might be perfect. For a customer-facing refund decision, you may want stronger reasoning. For summarization, maybe a balanced model is enough. For code generation or agent planning, escalation may be worth it. The important part is that model choice should be dynamic, not hard-coded forever. This is where an AI API gateway becomes practical infrastructure. With one OpenAI-compatible API layer, your application can keep a stable interface while your routing policy changes underneath. You can test different providers. You can compare cost per successful task. You can add fallbacks without rewriting every client. You can move simple workloads to cheaper models and reserve premium models for work that actually needs them. The gateway is not just about having many models. It is about giving your product a control layer. A good control layer lets you answer questions like: which workflows are expensive because of retries? Which model has the best success rate for extraction? Which provider fails during peak hours? Which tasks should be routed to a cheaper tier? Where does latency hurt conversion? These are product questions as much as infrastructure questions. If your AI feature is part of a business workflow, the business does not care how many tokens you used. It cares whether the task completed, whether the answer was useful, and whether the cost makes sense at scale. So here is the practical takeaway. Do not optimize only for price per token. Optimize for cost per successful task. Start by choosing 3 or 4 task categories. For each one, define what success means. Then log model, provider, latency, token cost, validation result, retry count, fallback count, and final outcome. After a week, you will see patterns. Some cheap routes will be genuinely efficient. Keep them. Some cheap routes will be fake savings because they create retries and failures. Replace them. Some expensive routes will be worth it only for a small slice of high-risk work. Use them selectively. That is how AI cost control becomes an engineering system instead of a monthly panic. CrazyRouter is built for this kind of workflow: one compatible API surface, many model options, and a cleaner way to experiment with routing, fallback, and cost optimization. If you want to test different model routes without rewriting your app, try CrazyRouter at crazyrouter.com. That is it for today. Measure outcomes, not just tokens, and make every model call earn its place in the workflow. This has been AI DevTools, the CrazyRouter podcast. See you next time.